My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Let's do the sports, Kenny.
Here we go. We're doing the sports,
baby. It's
about
time. We are revved up. We're ready to go.
This is live. We are doing the sports. It's time to talk about the football and the baseball. There's really no basketball to get into.
Remember, this show is live. Everybody lives and dies by what's this newfangled podcast thing everybody's talking about? We go
live. We are
live.
It's hardcore 6 a.m. live sports. Yeah. We're talking the
sports. You can't
beat it. The sports is going on. It's hardcore. Good morning. Hi.
Kenny, great to be with you.
Wonderful. Wonderful to see you. Wonderful to hear you. Wonderful to talk to you. It's wonderful all the way around. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I believe in you. I love it.
Yeah.
It's great to be with you.
So you went to the feast yesterday.
I did.
And you said that people basically went out of their way to tell you that they didn't watch the game on Saturday.
I couldn't believe it because I don't get a chance to connect with people in mass the way I used to. So I can't crowdsource as much for the show, but I didn't even think I'd be talking about this much with anybody, but the amount of people I just kind of posted up. We're Dolce Vita. We're in one spot.
Ah.
All the people were passing by. Saw Gibbs, the great Jason Gibbs, walk by with his wife. It was great to meet her. And just kind of a cavalcade of people waving, stopping up. There were listeners of the show. There were friends of the show, just people making their way over. And they wanted to talk about how little they watched of, you know, obviously preseason as a whole.
Was it like a point of pride?
Yeah. I don't know, because they heard us talking about it Friday and they referenced Daryl. So many people
that scoop your eyeballs out.
Remember the Daryl comment.
That quote, holy cow, that quote, the scoop your eyeballs out. During the game, I was getting tweets. Am I scooping my eyeballs out yet? Do I scoop them out now? Do I scoop them out later? Now I'm scooping my eyeballs out. Now I got one eyeball out.
You might have had some intel from a Minnesota Vikings coach.
Yeah, there might have been some intel there about how the second half was going to lay out. So, yeah, it was crazy because, like, last week they at least had guys in uniform. Yeah. Like, they wore their uniforms. This week it was like, nope, everybody was wearing warm-ups, hanging out, sitting on the training table, like the whole defensive line is sitting on the training table eating sunflower seeds, talking, you know, just whatever during the game.
Well, my whole life, that was the final preseason game, right? That would be like the fourth and final preseason game.
And I think what's done here, and you know, a lot of people, it's not real football, it's not real football. Well, I can't sit there and defend this preseason game. And the reason is, when you have the joint practices, it's actually found a way. The joint practices are good for the teams. They get together. The ones are on the ones. And we talked about how great MJ Emerson was this week or this last week. And, you know, the offensive line struggled. They did again on Saturday, too. We'll talk about that. And the defensive line doing really well. It makes the second preseason game or the preseason game at the end of the week even worse. because those guys really aren't playing. They got their work in, and now you know going in. So you know that all – for the fan, I'm saying for the fan, you know that there is this thing that you didn't get to see that went on between these two teams for 2 days. You know that you got to hear about – you didn't get to see it – Justin Jefferson and MJ Emerson and the stories we regale you about man, MJ Emerson, that's a $35 million wide receiver he's going up against, and he's giving him the business every single time through. He's doing a great job. This is that, and the other is doing well. And then you get to Sunday, or you get to Saturday, and it's like, all right, like, here's Khalif Halasi. He's a fair player. He's played in a Browns uniform in a regular season game before. Like, it's not that type of thing. It's not the same thing. So it tends to... To take a preseason game, which for about 20 years now we've complained about it being watered down and you're still paying the same prices and things of that nature, and you found a way to water it down even more.
Is it doubly bad because it was at home? Because had it have been on the road, it would have been easier maybe for everybody to just kind of ignore, have on in the background. But because it was a home game, we all knew somebody who was making their way. Like Mitch was going to his first game. We'll have an update on that because apparently it was quite the experience. But for everybody else, like, we know somebody who went to the game, but I think a lot of people, you know, I couldn't give my tickets away, which I heard that yesterday too. I couldn't even find somebody to go.
There were people I knew that might have used it as just an excuse to get the family out and do whatever. If they were given tickets or if they just couldn't give them away, like, fine, we're going, I'm going to go take it in. And I don't know if they stayed. I mean, that rain started coming down in the fourth quarter. It seemed like everybody there was just kind of hanging out and taking in the game. It didn't really get loud. There was kind of some people kind of putting their feet up and enjoying it. But then when the rain started to come down, they kind of used it as an excuse, like, okay, let's go for the day. We've had our fun here. Let's go get in the car and get on out of here. There was not much of a traffic backup whatsoever. The biggest traffic backup I think that was dealt with, where I waited just a minute, was when the Vikings buses came out, and because they bring the motorcade out, and then everybody has to sit there and wait because, you know, they're not in Brook Park yet, so we only have one way in and one way out. No, I'm kidding. They had to wait for the buses to go through so they can head on over to the airport. Of course, you get the police escort there, so everybody's got to hold back and wait. And it didn't take very long at all. So no big deal. But other than that, it was a game. It had a start. It had a finish. Referees were there. There was field goal attempts and the such, and away we went.
So the big winner this weekend was?
Isaiah Thomas, the defensive lineman. Chris Williams, the defensive lineman. The defensive lineman in general. There you go. There's your big winners. I was going to say Miles Harden. Oh, my God. So Miles Harden had this great pick in the joint practices. And Gibbs is down there going, what do you got for me? Because it's getting down to the thin stuff here. Because at first I'm going, all right, Hakeem Adeniji, former Bengal, former Viking. He's in the game for James Hudson. It sucks that James Hudson hurt his ankle. And then, like, right as I'm about to say it, they throw that pick. It was nearly a pick six. Adeniji goes down. Yeah. Jermaine Ifeti hurts himself, which he says he's good to go. So, okay. And then later on, I'm like, well, I got Miles Harden. Everybody's loving Miles Harden. Seventh round guy. South Dakota. Miami Gardens. I say that to Gibbs. And like a play later. Not even a play later. I see down the sideline. I see the catch. I look up the scoreboard. I went, oh boy. And like right as I look from the scoreboard, it was like a car coming by me, and there they go. And I got a wide receiver from the Vikings, and Miles Harden's chase. I'm like, damn it. So I'm like, Gibbs goes, well, well done. Going, yeah, I know. So I still mentioned Miles Harden later on. I let a little time slip away. I'm like, man, it's unfortunate that play happened. He had such a good week. And I went to get him in the locker room, and it was – he agreed to give me a couple of minutes in the locker room. He was as nice as he possibly could be about it. He was heartbroken that play had happened. He was so upset because it's a tight defensive backs room. I mean, there might be room for one guy, and it's like, can you sneak him on the 53? Like, we're having this big conversation, and all week it's like, man, this guy might have something here where you could sneak him on, and then that play happens, and he's going, man. Doesn't look good. Doesn't look good now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, just, I mean, that's the red and the black of it for everybody. It's like one play in this game that nobody's watching, nobody cares about, had that type of an effect on his feelings.
But think about just how different that is from so many Browns teams where you'd be watching a preseason and you would develop some of these either camp heroes. Yeah. It'd be folklore for some of the individuals.
Yeah, we're trying.
And then you would build it up as if they had a chance to make the team. And then we'd be talking about the surprise cuts every year. That was a big thing, the surprise cuts.
They cut Josh Lentz and people wanted to, they wanted to riot out there on the street. That's how upset they were. Yeah, I mean, that's what it was. But, yeah, I found a lot of people probably did something else, you know, if there was something that needed to be done. I don't know. The weather was a little scattershot again. So it's like, did they try to go do yard work? Did they think it was a waste of their time? I don't know. I don't know how people occupied their time. I really don't. I know that there was a football game, and I enjoy football, so I took it in. But, you know, there were times. But, yeah, that was about the most of it. The winners from the game, the losers from the game are the offensive line. I'm worried about this offensive line.
So I've seen people describe this as potential crisis mode. Would you go that far?
It's because they don't have any depth. They have zero depth. You got Michael Dunn, who didn't play yesterday or on Saturday. Luke Whipler's obviously going to be out. They got Nick Harris back. That's nice. Zach Zinter's okay. So, I mean, he's just, you know, he's a pup. He's starting out. And everybody else, like, you get there, and I'm watching on the sidelines, and they are, like, practicing pass sets and sliding together, like, things like that. They're slides, and I'm going, man, this is as rudimentary as it gets. Because Brian Flores was throwing some blitzes at him. And it's like, well, they're still professional football players. It's not like they've never seen a blitz before in their life, for crying out loud. But it was a frustrating day for the offensive line. And I think it left a lot of people going, hey, boy. Because for a long time, this is going to be terrible for Andy Dickerson, I think, for a lot of fans. Because I think that when you replace a guy, he's a Super Bowl head coach. He coached in a Super Bowl. And when you replace a guy like that, that offensive line naturally is going to have some sort of a drawback eventually. It's been 6 years of really good offensive line play. And if that offensive line has injuries to it, Jed Wills is still not cleared to practice.
Well, yeah,
Jack Conklin walks around.
I wrote my notes. Wills, are we ever going to see him?
I don't know. Jack Conklin, by the way, hell of a dresser. But as far as being on the field, I don't know when that's going to happen. So your guess is as good as mine, man. And so a lot of people are like, oh, boy. And right now, as of August 19th, I'm not trying to cause any sort of a panic whatsoever, but I am concerned about the offensive line. I'm concerned with the depth of the offensive line. The starting five is still the starting five. They'll figure a way out to be good, I think. But if one of those guys go, or God forbid, if Jed Wills can't go, I'm going to be a little bit nervous here.
Boy, I thought about it in a term that we hadn't really discussed. We always go over all these different possibilities on how a Brown season could unfold.
Yeah.
And the one thing I didn't really take into consideration until maybe this weekend when this reality kind of hit home was that what if Deshaun Watson is back? What if he's really good again? What if he is Houston Texans Watson? What if he's top five QB again, but the offensive line is like bottom third in football?
So we had
that is something I hadn't prepared for, thought about, and maybe you'd say, well, no, he couldn't be top five if the offensive line's that bad. I'm like, I don't know. In Houston, they kind of made do with some offensive lines that were makeshift down there, and he was just kind of running around making plays. You know, you can't really win big in the playoffs that way, but you certainly could have an incredible regular season.
Could it be the worse the offensive line is, the better he is? Could it possibly be that? I'm trying to remember the Texans offensive line. I got nothing.
No, it was never a standout bunch. But do you see what I'm saying? Like, we go over the different ways this thing could shake out all the time. The one thing we haven't thought of, what if Watson's fine? What if he's good again? But he's running for his life like crazy, and they can't really sustain an offense like that.
Then we're going to be in a lot of trouble, is what that's going to be. Let's see. Final 2020 offensive line rankings, PFF. This is unlocked. I can look at it. Busk while I continue to find the Houston Texans offensive line. This is good. The further we go down, the better it is for us. Because he might have to be running.
That's true.
That was that 2020 magical season for him. We're still going. 23. Houston Texans were 23. It says, quote, a lot of things had to go poorly for the Texans for them to get the kind of season they did out of Deshaun Watson, a quarterback, yet still finished with 4 wins on the season.
Wow.
The offensive line fell into that category of things that did not go according to plan. So possibly is the Browns offensive line, has it been too good the last couple of years? 2-1-6-4-7.
Well, if you wanted to unlock...
I'm not trying to panic anybody. It's not, like, again, the starting offensive line should be good. If any of them go down, we're going to be watching a little bit brighter-eyed. There you go. Sorry.
So then it sounds like not crisis mode, though, because you still believe in the guys that...
I believe in the starters.
...that are going to be playing. But that Jedrick Wills thing...
That's the case. I can't say full-throated that I'm hunky-dory and everything's fine because he's still not cleared to practice.
You've been around a bunch. We've had Daryl on a bunch. We've had the beat writers on. Was this ever the plan? Like, how did it get to this with Jedrick Wills?
I don't know. It guys heal differently. There's always different injuries. Like, it doesn't help that DeJuan Jones is an Ohio State guy. Everybody loves him except Daryl last week, apparently. He's an Ohio State guy. He's back. He's practicing. He's getting his work in. So, and it, depending on what you hear, well, they had similar injuries. All right, well, one guy's back, and it looks like he's ready to go week one against Dallas, and the other guy, it's street clothes still. And already, he's not in the best graces of Browns fans. So, yeah, they're going to find reasons to go after him. So there's a lot of things here that just go poorly in the narrative for Jed Wills, for Andy Dickerson, for everybody there. So, yeah, the offensive line, for the first time, you're going to have to dust off that old argument. Like, for the first time, this offensive line is going to be something to watch. And it's been about 6 years since we've had a questionable offensive line. So that's something that a lot of people are going to be worried about, definitely. But from that game, guys, I'm not going to try to panic anybody. From that game in particular, it's hard to glean anything from what you saw. I mean, Deontay Foreman getting back was okay. Like, that was nice to see him back after the scary thing that happened at the Greenbrier with that neck injury. It's good to see him get in the end zone. Dorian Thompson-Robinson did all right. Tyler Huntley, there was a couple of stupid interceptions that happened. I don't know how many of them. One was his fault. The other one wasn't. Tough stuff.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.